T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think we've grown a lot with our relationship with each other, you know, how close we've all gotten as a group. You know, I would say the communication is still something that we're continuing to work on, you know, as a whole unit, with me getting the play into our guys, with our guys communicating up front what the blocking scheme is, you know, to the tight ends making certain calls, the receivers understanding their assignments, you know, and then it translates also to the passing game. You know, I think we've done a lot of good things, but there's still a lot of things that have been left out on the field, and we continue to grow and we continue to get better at those things every week. I would say speaks volumes that our game got flexed to the hard work that our team has put in, and it's starting to pay off. But you know, we're focused on the game that we have to go out and play that this week, which is the Niners. So we'll focus on that and worry about next week.
Tua Tagovailoa talking about the upcoming game and all the things. It's just so refreshing with all this talk about quarterbacks and a lot of bad stuff going on for old guys, young guys, guys getting benched, other guys playing, that we're in a situation where a guy actually just got a lot better, and it's a really good story instead of what you're seeing in all these different cities. I mean, they got something up now on ESPN. Has Josh Allen been a disappointment this season? Well, I guess he is if you thought he's going to win MVP.
Well, he was the odds-on favorite before the season.
But I don't think he's been a disappointment as far as they're 8-3. That's won 2 games in 5 days.
Well, he's not out of the MVP race.
But it has nothing to do just with that.
But he was top of the MVP.
It is a bizarre, but they're still talking about it.
But right? Only one guy's going to win the MVP, and if you don't win the MVP, it doesn't mean you're a disappointment.
No, but when you're the favorite to win it in the beginning of the season, that's why
nice
these questions pop up.
Nice to get to a point where we could be 8-3 and talking about the quarterback being a disappointment.
Right.
That'd be nice.
That would be great.
Means things are going very well in Buffalo.
But you're 8-3, now you're talking about our quarterback being in the MVP race, in the top of the MVP race.
It's been a great story with everything going on, and he's talking about going in the offensive line meeting and listening to what those guys. You know how much a guy appreciates? Like, you're an offensive lineman. The forgotten big boys, as they call them. And you go in there and they're going, wow. Hey, what are you guys thinking on this? What are you doing? Teron's talking right now. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, wow. And here's him going, hey, see what I did? I screwed this play up, guys. And I just think a guy cares enough to do that. And I think we all know quarterbacks stay around longer than anybody else, except Zach Thomas. Outside of that, everybody stayed longer and it was always a, you know, just kind of a given. The quarterback's a connection to the coaching staff, the quarterback coach, and the quarterback's connected to the offensive coordinator, and the offensive coordinator's connected to the head coach calling the plays. I mean, it just goes on and on without singing that song.
But you made him the starter now, and you made him a guy with one offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach, and a head coach that all have faith in the guy now. I think that's the biggest thing that's changed with this guy. I think we saw in college, it's not like this guy just was drafted in the 7th round, you didn't know who he was, and all of a sudden now he's a good quarterback. Tua was a great quarterback in college. And then he came here, and then for the first 2 years here, he was handcuffed.
Well, everyone's good.
Well, there's Alabama. I was going to say, that's kind of a That's not very good.
But that was
Alabama.
Also like that was the knock.
Everybody's
on him.
A first round pick running wide open.
Yeah, that was the knock on Tua coming out was that he was surrounded by so
no,
much.
No, it's not
college.
His fault.
But is it his fault that the team was good?
No, but that's what people used against him for a long time. Like, oh, he had all these guys at Alabama. It was easy, and it was.
Played with like six first round wide receivers.
And then people used that against Tua.
Correct. Swing pass goes 80 yards, you know. So now he's –
And by the way, a lot of these Alabama quarterbacks, some of them haven't worked out. Guy in New England, I don't know. Is he going to be good?
There's still a question mark
around Huge him. Question mark there. Card value. Remember we did cards with him?
Not doing as well, huh?
Right. I don't know.
That thing's plummeting.
Not.
I hope the card's still doing good.
Guy who had to leave actually might be one of the better ones of them all, Jalen.
He's been a nice story. He's going to get some MVP votes, too, with this whole thing. But, yeah, man, it's just it's been great. Man, this Mike McDaniel thing just never gets old, man, on what he's done. And even watching him. So you know, I found myself doing before the game. Guys come out, we're during the break, and I put the binoculars up. Watch him come out. Just wanted to watch to see his routine. Even from Drew, his security guy, taps him, gets his equipment on, then goes over by himself and just gets – we always win the toss and defer, so the other team gets the ball. But it was just he's an interesting guy, and he's fun to watch with his motion, his movement, talking to guys who know a lot more about offense than I do, the way he gets guys open by knowing with motion and call him plays that he just knows are going to be there to the point that Tua knows guys are going to be there. By going motion, now somebody different's on Tyreek Hill inside, and he runs underneath and runs 28 yards down the sideline. Ends up being one of your biggest plays, and you're like, wow, freaking Mike knew that was going to happen. he knew exactly what they were going to do. This one will be fun just because the head coach of each team, they know each other really, really well. And by the way, Mike has been overly complimentary towards what Shanahan's done for his life, what his family's done for his life to get this head coaching job. So it's a hell of a story, and he's been really good. But I said this morning. So I went on KNBR, which is a big, big sports radio station out in the Bay Area, and the signal goes forever. My God, the signal goes from the Bay Area to Lake Tahoe, clear. I mean, that's hours away. So those guys, tell us about Mike McDaniel. We don't know much about him. I said, what? He goes, yeah, he never talked here. Shanahan wasn't big on letting those guys talk, so we never really got to know Mike. Tell us about Mike. And I was, you know, you're going on, you think you're going to do all these breakdowns, and so you start talking about all these things he's done and the rehabilitation on his quarterback and the confidence that he's given guys and just the system he's put in. His communication skills, you're going through this list. I'm going, wow, I'm talking where he's actually been coaching for a while. And
I'm going to assume there's not a lot of media availability for the run game coordinator.
They don't know a lot about him. Well, out here we let all our coaches talk.
But while he was out there, because he was OC that year before, obviously before he got hired here, but run game coordinator, I'm just assuming there's not – that's why you're not going to know a guy like that. Because when he came out, you're right, this is his only interview. It's not like he went on six interviews and people found out about him.
Well, it's interesting because do you want to guess who their run game coordinator is? Do you want to just take a wild guess, talk about a connection that nobody's talked about?
Their run game coordinator.
Their run game coordinator.
If you gave me 10 guesses, I probably wouldn't get it.
Chris Forster.
Come on. Are you serious? Wow.
Got a start, quietly went back there as a consultant because he's a really good coach.
Right.
Had to go through his rehabilitation out there while he was coaching. That guy can coach.
I get it.
That guy, if the Pouncies were listening right now, they picked the phone up and go, that dude is flat out. That guy knew what he was doing. He's known. So he has worked his way back up after that.
I would have never gotten that in 10 guesses.
So we got the cocaine snorting video.
Right.
And they got the really good run.
I never thought coach. That guy would coach again. I know you told stories about seeing him early in the morning and this and that on the road or whatnot. I never thought.
O-line coaches, first guys out.
Right. But I never thought he would get another job after that. Rehab or not.
Well, he's been there. He literally, right away, and the team was going, wait a second, this guy, what he did, what's going on? And So the 49ers took a little heat, but Shanahan is confident enough to go, no. We're doing some programs for him. He's not running the offensive line, but behind.
I'm sure he is, or helping at least.
You get one of those guys that's really special, like he is, and they jumped all over it. Wow. So I got a kick out of that one. Yeah, there was look last night. They got a run and pass game coordinators. They split it up and a little different. Some teams do that, and so yeah, man. There's just so many stories here. Leonard Hankerson, remember that name?
Of course.
Went to St. Thomas Aquinas. Mm-hmm. Receiver coach, where Wes Walker used to
never
be.
Never would have
Wes
that
is here.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So anyway, we got to go to break here. 305-567-0560. Appreciate all the time and everybody hanging with us this morning. We've been all over the board with so many different things that are going. So last night, I had a little time to go brain dead between grandkids, and my wife was taking a what a trooper. So good with a 2 and a 4-year-old. 2 and a 4-year-old, not easy, by the way, when you get older. That's a little different deal. But so I put on a brain dead free. I didn't want to pay for anything last night. I was just looking for a little brain dead movie that I've seen a few times. And I went to Denzel Washington and The Equalizer.
Wow. It's a good choice.
Where he just takes and kills all the Russians.
You love those movies. I was surprised you didn't say John.
He's a badass.
Did you show that to the kids?
No, I was in the other room. No, I didn't do that. No. Don't worry, Woody. Woody, his kid gets in, he goes,
I'm
picking
do.
My son up. Please don't cuss.
I do that every time.
John Wick.
You're in the middle of a rant.
I thought it was John Wick.
John Wick's a backup, but only John Wick 1. Not all the other.
You don't do all the John Wicks?
I mean, I know them all, but yeah.
Isn't there like a new one coming out soon? Or
I know. I'm a little burned out. You can only do so many. The only one you could do, you know, that got me hooked in was Rambo. You know, I watched all those Rambos a bunch too. But I found myself, The Equalizer's free. I didn't want to spend $3.95 or $5.95 last night. Just like, just give me something.
You still buy pay-per-view movies?
I get pay-per-view movies
really?
Once in a while, yeah.
I just thought everything's for, well, I mean, I pay for every streaming service on Earth.
Well, that's,
but,
yeah. Well, I don't know that stuff. All I know is when it.
So was it on TV or you clicked like on demand?
No, they got
on demand.
No, you just go, they got free stuff. Yeah. I look to see if it's free or not. I don't know. I feel weird about spinning.
But you should show the kids that movie next time because like that's what the cool grandparents would do. Like you'd show the 4-year-old the R-rated movie.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's what. Wow. That's
nothing
one
thing wrong with
that's
that.
One of the best ideas you've ever had. And
I mean, you're gonna bring them donuts and show them R-rated movies.
Today's gonna
be the best grandpa
day.
Ever.
Oh,
man.
Now listen,
they're gonna really like you.
If those kids take if the parents take off and it's just me and the wife babysitting, oh, we're loading those kids with sugar, even after they said please no sugar for the kids. And you know the kid, my 4-year-old, she's looking at me, she goes, "Pops, you know we're having some sugar." And I give her that look. Hell yes, I know we're having that sugar. Forget the parents. We don't do that. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Stay with.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll be back in a moment. All right, we are back. Can I bring up something here that has nothing to do with sports at all? So it's always interesting. As I said, some of my oldest, my son and his wife and kids are in town and visiting everybody. It's been really nice having everybody. So again, one of those conversations, you're never going to guess. So they give me a hard time about my infatuation with TMZ.
Okay.
Reading TMZ stories. So I said, yeah. So as soon as they started busting my chops, I was like, yeah, man, I'll tell you what, you know, these Kardashian stuff. So we're going from there and we flipped it over to Larsa Pippen.
Okay.
And I just said, I think it's great. They're talking about how bad it's such a bad look. She's with Michael Jordan's kid. And I go, I think it's great. Like, who's it bad for? She's openly said, I like young dudes.
Right. She's only dated younger dudes.
And
what do you mean, who's it bad for. It's bad for Scotty.
Yeah, okay.
It's a direct, like, thing. Like,
oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
question.
If it's bad for someone, for right, right, right.
It's bad. This is, like, the worst possible scenario for him.
Yeah, no, no, it's terrible for him.
Right.
But asking as far as she's divorced, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, of course.
You prefer not do it with my former teammate who just ripped me in a documentary. But I just thought, so they were talking about 17 years difference and stuff. And so I made the comment, why I don't know, why I did. So I said, listen. I don't have a problem with an older guy dating a younger girl because it flipped to that right away. It always goes to that. So I said, I don't care. 65-year-old guy wants to date a 40-year-old, 38-year-old, 35-year-old, out in Hollywood, 20-year-old. Like, I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, to each his own, right? I mean,
well, you ever had that conversation at the house?
About a 65-year-old? No, we haven't had a conversation.
So we have
all the time.
I mean, no, that
we just talk about
a lot, right?
Old guys dating young women. And I don't.
You need to do a reality show, man. You got some weird stuff that goes
on
in your
house. That's a weird topic just to pop up.
That's an unusual topic.
Yeah. Well, it started with Larsa Pippen, and it flipped over to the other one, and then here's the awkward part. My daughter-in-law says. Oh, my sister is dating a guy 23 years older.
Okay.
And so it was awkward after everybody made a big deal. And so she goes, I'm with Joe. So anyway, it was just
Joe. I like that.
So it was just kind of this whole thing that started with Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's kid, and they're 16 or 17 or 18 years difference. And it worked over. Of course, it always slips around to the guy. And the whole thing. So I just had to bring that up. You guys don't do that stuff. 305-567.
Not necessarily 0560.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So what do you have coming in there? What's coming in?
I'll ask my wife her thoughts on the subject today.
No, you don't have
she's
to. You guys are
pretty
young
open-minded. I'm sure she's fine with
it. I like the fact that the daughter-in-law jumped in there at the end.
Or her sister.
Yeah, and felt a little awkward about bringing it up. But, hey, there it is.
Well, it kind of stopped everybody in their tracks. And it was like, oh.
Were you getting attacked by everyone else?
Of course.
That? Like, everyone else was not on board with that? Like, that's not good?
Yes.
Like, it's the way of the world right now.
I had a house full of women that was like, oh, my God.
I just like how you think there's no victim in this whole thing. Clearly, Scotty is
right.
Just,
that's
just
the
getting
answer.
Crapped on.
How many people are, like, sympathetic towards Scotty Pippen?
I don't think a lot.
And I don't like Scotty Pippen, but I actually feel bad for him. This sucks, man. Like, your ex-wife, if they get married, her name would be Jordan.
Oh God!
Will you stop?
That's a nightmare.
Like,
how about if she keeps both?
To Jordan,
how
like,
about if she keeps both? She'd be the only one.
Larsa Pippen Jordan,
the greatest combination. Oh. Like she'd have a little of the greatest combination maybe to ever play.
Wow,
be cool. Interesting name. All right.
Go ahead, man. What do you got coming in?
Somebody says Coach Forrester is the cocaine bear.
I like that.
If you want to see the trailer, by the way, so I showed Joe some of the trailer. You don't watch the whole thing, but
right.
I've been where that bear
was real.
I've been where that bear is about 7, 8, 9, 10 in the morning. It's a scary place to be.
Climbing up a tree?
Well, not the tree. Climbing somewhere.
A lot of stuff coming in about your cruise, by the way. You know, we did talk about the guy that fell off the cruise and thrashed around in the water for 15 hours, and they found him.
Yeah.
And you were asking, like, how does someone fall off a cruise? It sounds like you're going to be doing a lot of drinking on your cruise, so I don't know.
I will be careful.
Stay away from the
railings.
I will be doing some drinking,
but you don't have to worry. I'm not like here. What can I do that's kind of...
Is there any chance I could get you and possibly Marino to do the reenactment of the Jack and... what's her name in the movie?
Was it Rose?
Rose. The Jack and Rose thing, like at the front,
Titanic,
where like you stand behind Dan.
Right.
And he goes, I'm flying. Like,
no.
Okay.
Good answer.
You guys would not do that.
No.
Okay.
First of all, there's a good chance those guys go, what are you talking about, man?
Everyone's seen Titanic.
Okay.
It's like the highest grossing film of all time. Yes, everyone's seen it.
I love he knows. You know, I always love when you speak for everybody.
You haven't seen Titanic?
When a topic of who likes stuff and who doesn't like stuff.
I don't know. I didn't say you like it or not. It's like the most seen movie ever.
I understand it.
Have you never seen it, have you?
I've seen it. Of course I've seen it.
So do the scene from it.
What else do you have coming in?
Yeah, ask Danny if he'll do that. I'd like to be around when you ask Danny if he's going to want to do that.
What else do you have?
You guys have a few drinks and go do it. It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Make sure someone videotapes.
Thanks for giving us ideas while we're on a cruise together. I appreciate that. You're such a big help, Woody. I'm sure the guys love to have you on that cruise.
I might go.
No, you're not.
I already asked you if I could bunk with you, and you said no.
No.
There's no availability left for Hollywood.
Can't you find one of those little pull-out beds for me that, like, pull out of the wall? I'll sleep there. All right. This guy says, Joe, watch Warrior Nun on Netflix. Really good kick-ass series.
Warrior Nun?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Wow.
And again, they could say whatever they want, and I would read it at this point, so I don't know.
That's a good point.
Another guy says, this old guy needs help. The Equalizer is free on demand. Why is he paying? You did get it for free.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy got it wrong. I said, yeah, nobody listened. I said I was looking for something free, so I got the Equalizer. That's why I got it. I didn't want to pay.
It's a good movie. It's a good choice.
Texter says he has twins that are a 2- and a 4-year-old. Don't twins have to be born like at the same time?
That's carrying one a long time. The second one a long time, if that's the case. Might be a record.
He has 2- and a 4-year-old.
Okay.
So Joe got lost in a mansion and ended up where all the maids hang out, huh? How'd that go for you?
I got to tell you, there's so many great parts of that story that night. Because he did have some smoke shows at work for him over there.
Oh, God.
What a night.
Another guy says the Pippin's sons are the victim. They get jokes 24/7. Yeah, man, this is a bad move by her. This is a very selfish bad move by her.
By the way, the 31-year-old that's sleeping with her, he seems real happy. He's enjoying
it. He is, but
and he's not attached to it. He knows that
you're
this
talking about Pippin's sons.
She's hot. Okay, she is.
No, I'm talking about Michael
Jordan.
No,
that's right.
Let's get that out of the way.
Pippin's sons are the ones.
But Joe, there's any other guy on earth she could be with. It's got to be Jordan's kid.
I mean,
it's just embarrassing, man.
It's a great story.
It is kind of weird. Involved except for the Jordans.
All the young men that she could have met that would love to sleep with her and hang out with her for months.
Mike's kid.
She goes after Michael Jordan's
kid.
And he goes, oh, yeah, I remember. You remember? I was a little guy. You changed my diaper one time.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. There's not that many years difference. Wow.
Can Pippen's wife play left tackle? Otherwise, nobody cares.
Good point.
Ask an older woman how she feels about Ronaldo. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that.
I'm guessing women of all ages like him.
I saw that Real Madrid. I got to see that because that guy was on, when he was playing there, he was on every poster throughout the city. Everyone. And I go, what do you think of him? She goes, oh, he's a nice looking model. I go, no, he's actually a great soccer player. Yeah. Who's getting ready to take a lot of money from the Saudis?
That's right. Big, big deal.
Good. I've been carrying on a conversation on the text machine for a little while here with a fellow card enthusiast.
Yeah.
I said he got a 2020 signed Prism card from Tua. And I told you before the season started.
Is it going up?
Tua was very low.
They have
The market's hurting right now. The card market's every market.
Saturated. Yeah.
Every market is. It, you know what? You're right.
Saturated.
It's oversaturated. There's a lot of retail products.
Now you can go to
there.
Target and there's cards everywhere. They used to have to wait.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
You told
me
this last week.
I did
tell you stealing from you.
But no, you're right. But so that market, like any other, is going down. But Tua, if he continues down this path.
Grab those cards.
I don't know what his stuff is going. I loaded up a little bit before the season, kind of as a gamble. I mean, usually everything I buy turns to zero anyway, but so I decided to buy some Tua.
Well, the good news
is right now.
Even if the card doesn't work out, he's having one hell of a season, man. And he's been brutally honest. There's so many parts of the story. Like, I couldn't even tell it all in 15 minutes yesterday. Like, talked about losing his confidence and getting it back. How many guys do that? A lot of people, you know, they'll give
hold
you certain stuff and I'll probably keep that to myself. But, what a story. Hey, we got a lot more coming up. Kimbo Camper joined us earlier, going to join us again from Milpitas High School.
Where?
First round pick at San Jose State and great pass rusher, outside linebacker, defensive end for the Miami Dolphins. He joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.